Hello everybody, I am here to tell you really quick how to make Excel read your column and row titles no matter what your screen reader is or which computer it's on. Because the screen readers, both JAWS and NVDA, have keystrokes in order to do this, but if you change screen readers it won't read, and if you send it to someone else it won't read. So doing it from within Excel rather than from with screen reader keystrokes makes it sort of universal, which is very helpful. So I am going to make it so that you can hear my JAWS, and I'm going to open Excel.
Excel.
Okay, I'm creating a new workbook.
Book 1, dash Excel, sheet 1, blank A1.
Alright, here's a blank workbook. So in A1, I'm going to start a row of column titles. So the first one will be student.
Blank B1.
The second one will be assignment.
Blank C1.
Don't mind the little JAWS scheme I've got going. If you hear the weird editing sounds and so on, that's all that is. Grade.
Blank B1.
And date.
Student A1.
Okay, I'm back to A1. I'm going to go down in column A and create my row titles.
Blank A2.
These are going to be student names. So Mary Formula. Smith.
Blank A3.
John Formula Johnson.
Blank A4.
Mark Markson.
Blank A5.
And Eric Erickson. Formula. We'll go Viking today. Okay.
Mark Markson A4. Johnson A3. Mary Smith A2. Johnson A3.
Fix that.
Mary Smith,
okay.
A2, student A1.
The easiest way to do this is to be sitting on the intersecting point between your column headings and row titles, if at all possible. Try and make it possible. That's good spreadsheet design. And I am. I'm sitting on A1. So to the right of A1 are my column titles, and to beneath A1 are my row titles. So I'm at the intersecting point. I'm going to hit Control F3. This is the
name manager, new dot, okay.
Where you name ranges. I'm going to hit spacebar on new.
New name, colon, okay.
Now, in order for this to work, you have to name this title. So I'm going to do that with a capital T. T-I-T-L-E. You might want to note if I hit tab.
So colon, workbook, okay.
You can set it to either workbook or worksheet. I'm leaving it on workbook.
Name colon, okay.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Book 1, Excel has recovered the following files. Save the ones you wish.
Okay.
Title student equals sheet 1. $A$1 workbook 101.
Okay, that's to confirm. That's $A$1 for my absolute value. It gives me the name range, and it tells me that the scope is workbook. Note, if you move arrow keys in here, you're going to change the selection. So don't do that. I'm going to shift tab to close.
Filter. Delete. Alt-D. Edit. Alt-D. Do. Alt-D. Close.
Spacebar on that.
Book 1. Student A1.
Okay. And I'm back sitting on A1. Now, if I go down a row to Mary Smith.
Mary Smith, A2.
And I hit tab.
Assignment, blank B2.
You will hear that JAWS now reads the column titles.
Grade, blank C2. So, date, blank B2.
Okay, and if I hit down arrow.
John Johnson, blank B3. Mark Markson, blank B4. Eric Erickson, blank B5.
There you go. And that's how that goes. And just to prove that this is not screen reader specific, I will also attempt to do this with NVDA. To read these column and row titles. So I now have NVDA loaded. I'm going to go back to our workbook.
Icon to number 4, book 1 dash Excel, icon, book 1 dash Excel.
Okay, I'm back at
A1. Student A1.
I'll go down one.
Mary Smith A2.
Okay, now I'll hit tab.
Assignment B2.
So there we go, there's our column titles.
Grade C2. Date B2.
And if I down arrow.
John Johnson D3. Mark Markson D4. Eric Erickson D5.
There we go. So that is just to show you that it works across screen readers, and it also works across computers, so you could send this to your friend or share it with a colleague like we do in Cavi. We use spreadsheets for many things, and having those named for you without you having to do it yourself if somebody else has created the spreadsheet is very handy. So if you would like more information on Microsoft Excel, tips like this and many, many others, everything from the basics to macros, please do take our 4-week Excel mini short course that begins on May 6th in Perth, which is the evening of May 5th in North America. Price is $80. And $60 if you've taken a previous Office course with us, either the whole version or if you took the PowerPoint course. So please do. We'd love to see you there. Enrollments are open right up until the beginning of class. You can find more information on our wiki at wiki.qcat.org, and it's listed under the short courses heading. Or you can email us. You email us to sign up. Your full name and email address is all that we need to get you enrolled. So you can either ask questions or sign up by emailing cavi-instructors@ciscovision.org, and we will be really happy to see you there. Thanks a lot.